Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable jurists, accurate timekeeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
To oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at great.
Out of over 100 auditions, 18 secondary school students from all over Lagos have been chosen.
I hereby oppose the motion with this following point of mine.
The stance of language to people is well illustrated in the Bible story about the Tower of Babel. God had to
cut. To regulate social media means to give access, power to the government for them to control and determine the content.
Tune in to hear the leaders of tomorrow debate the questions of today. One winner, 1 million naira, with your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili, starts on Monday, 8th of November, and airs every day at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts. For advertising, sponsorship, and partnership, contact us at 0703-498-4352. That is 0703-498-4352.
Lagos, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and it's time for the I Beg to Differ tournament. I've been looking forward to this for a while. I've been looking forward to this for a very long time. Welcome to the live rounds, Lagos. Over the next 3 weeks, you're going to listen to 16 of the sharpest students in Lagos debate their way to a chance at 1 million naira. I don't know about you, but that makes me pretty excited. It does. It makes me pretty excited. Okay. Now, all the 16 contestants who have made it this far, I have to say, deserve recognition. It was not easy. It was a very competitive audition process, and these 16 were the cream of the crop. So now, let's debate. Up first is our first round of 16 matchup. Let me introduce the contestants. Our first debater is an SS1 student. Actually, no, that student is not available today. So we're just going to move to our second debaters of the day, right? Now, our first debater is an SS3 student at Kingsway College. She is 14 years old. Her name is Ruth Okorocha. Ruth, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
All right. Our second debater is 15 years old. He is an SS3 student at Brookstones High School. Chiagozie Isidor Obonugu. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
All right. The contestants, the rules are very simple. Now, of course, you know the rules by now. We sent you emails with the rules. But let me, of course, remind you what the rules are and also remind the audience what the rules are. So I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support of the topic. One of you will oppose the topic. You will each get 2 minutes. Each of you will get, first of all, 2 minutes to present your positions. And then you will get another 2 minutes to oppose the positions of your opponent. So it's called a rebuttal round. So you address the points that your opponent made, and I will judge the rounds based on number one, number, quality and originality of unique points made, clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points that you addressed, strength of your rebuttal of each point. Now, you already know the topic that you're here to debate. Virtual learning is better than in-person classes. Right? Is that what both of you are doing? Or is it artificial intelligence? Which one is it?
Artificial intelligence?
Oh, my bad. So that's your topic. Okay. So you're doing artificial intelligence, yes? So artificial intelligence will be a net positive for humanity. That's your topic, yes? Now, here's what we're going to do. We'll decide who goes first. We'll pick a ballot. I have two papers in my hand. We also have like an honorary audience in the studio with us. If you're watching on Facebook, you can see two other students from VicMob who are here just observing how the thing is going and getting ready for their own debate that will happen on different days. So one of them will be debating on Thursday and one of them will be debating on Friday. Now, so they will watch as you pick. Whoever picks support will go first. Whoever picks oppose will go second. Who wants to pick first?
Ladies first.
And here you go. All right, open it. Let's see who's going first. What did you pick?
Supporting.
Supporting. What did you pick?
or posing?
Can I see what you picked? Can you point and show it to me? All right, fantastic. Okay, go. So let's see. Time for... I wish I had like drum rolls so that I can do like a drum roll for you. But time for round one, the presentation round. That's what this is called. So the presentation round will start with you, Ruth, and then we'll come back to you, Chiagozie. Do you prefer if I call you Chiagozie?
Yeah.
All right, Ruth. That. Ruth, the floor is all yours.
Good afternoon, moderator, George, timekeeper, my co-debater, and my attentive audience. My name is Ruth Okorocha from Kingsway College, Ojo. Supporting the motion, artificial intelligence will be a net positive for humanity. It is not unknown to us that artificial intelligence is one of the emerging technologies which tries to stimulate human reasoning in AI systems. Artificial intelligence, of course, will help greatly in minimizing human errors. Like they say, no man is above mistake. How about making use of tools that do not make mistakes, if programmed correctly? These tools will also be available for use 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Unlike humans, AI system can work for hours and days without getting tired, stressed, or bored. Life is full of risk, but how many are willing to take this risk? Just a few. And some risks can be taken because it leads to death of that individual. But AI devices do not fear risk. They can't die, neither can they get hurt. And they'll complete tasks perfectly that normally humans can't complete because of the danger attached to it. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the infection rate was one of the greatest challenges faced worldwide. Many people, when they get infected and are admitted to the hospital, it becomes a 50-50 scenario that the doctor or medical personnel that treats him or her would also get infected. But Rwanda found a solution to this problem with the aid of AI devices. Robots treated humans at a faster rate and it minimized infection rates. Even in a country like ours, where we lack medical personnel, AI devices will be a great aid. A robot can perform a duty that 1,000 humans are expected to perform. You're allowed to wow at the gap. It would also help to sort out mysterious and confusing cases. Some cases take years to sort out, but with the aid of AI devices, these cases can be sorted out in a shorter period of time, thereby reducing crime and criminal activities in the world. It would also bring about straightforward and transparent governments, because political officials can commit crime and go free. They can bribe humans, but AI devices can't be bribed. I'm sure our good Nigerian citizens will deserve such governance system, where there will be no need to argue about confusing matters in government. Neither will there be behind-the-scenes activities, because everything will be crystal clear with the aid of the speed and efficiency of artificial intelligence. With this point of mine, I hope you've been convinced and not confused that artificial intelligence will be a net positive for humanity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And she did all of that. She did all of that with some seconds to spare. So, Chiagozie, you're up next.
Okay, artificial intelligence, known as AI, is a concept used to describe the functions of human-made tools to exhibit and emulate the cognitive abilities of the natural intelligence of human mind. From weak AI to AGI to strong AI and finally to super intelligence, a lot of people have their different opinions about the coming of artificial intelligence and what it will bring to humanity. The real question is, will it really be a net positive for humanity? Well, before I move on, I would like to give one of some honors due to good day, ladies and gentlemen, my passionate panel of judges, my career timekeeper, my co-debater, and my audience. My name is Aobu Nagu Chagozi Isdo. I'm a proud student of Brookstone's Bezmeris High School, and I'm here to proudly oppose the motion which states that artificial intelligence will be a net positive for humanity. With artificial intelligence already defined in my introduction, I will now clearly state my points. Firstly, artificial intelligence will make humans very lazy due to its automations and self-driving operations, which will later give serious issues in the nearest future. Secondly, artificial intelligence will cause world human unemployment as students, workers, a lot of jobs, doctors, lawyers will lose their jobs due to the fact that companies or owners of companies would like to bring up machines to replace them due to the fact that they can work more and produce more. Thirdly, and this will actually create more of human poverty. Thirdly, AI, if not handled properly or if not programmed properly, can give errors, can cause AI terrorism, can cause AI bias. I will actually explain this later. If it's in bad hands, it will bring serious disaster. What I mean, AI terrorism. Somebody is controlling these machines to cause terror or to cause disasters to humankind. Fourthly, AI, let me start like this. We are smarter than all other animals, not because we are bigger. We are in control of them because we have that brain. If we give that brain to a machine, what we call super intelligence, we might lose that power. What do I mean? AI can, if given all the necessary algorithms, can actually control itself and ignore our command. And then it will be facing what we call a new World War III with machines, what I call like Terminator, Matrix, and all of that. And these things might actually come to life. And I will close by saying that the masters of AI can produce something that is racial bias or ecocentrically oriented, as egocentrically selfish-minded oriented, to harm certain people or certain things. I am sure that with my outline points, I've been able to make open your eyes and brighten your minds to see and understand that AI will not be a net positive to humanity. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you very much to both of you for making my job very hard as a judge. Okay, thank you very much. So here's what we're going to do. I'm hoping that while you were both talking, you were both taking notes. So Chiagozie, I hope you took notes when Ruth was speaking. And Ruth, I hope you took notes while Chiagozie was speaking, because we've just come to the rebuttal round. And you've got 2 minutes to make a rebuttal. And your time starts now.
All right, opponents. You said that it would reduce the intelligence of humans, right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Tell me, what level of intelligence is it to be able to sort out and bring out, invent something like the AI devices?
Now, I'm talking about when humans are getting accustomed to something and they suddenly stop doing that thing. We depreciate. Remember, in biology, there's a law of evolution that states that used organs are appreciated more, and organs that are not used depreciate. This also occurs in human life. If we stop doing something, that thing dies. Of course, you notice styles. People do this particular thing when it's raining, and when the moment another thing comes, it's over with that. You don't see anyone do that anymore.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. You just finish your points, and then you can respond when she's done. So just write it down so that you don't forget your responses to what she's saying, so that you can, first of all, respond to her and then make a rebuttal to the points that she originally raised. All right? Okay, so I'm going to give you both an additional 1 minute. Go ahead, Ruth.
All right, you said intelligence will be reduced when AI devices are invented. The invention of AI devices already is great intelligence. And finding more problems with AI devices increases our intelligence. You just need to upgrade. And you also said to bring about unemployment, right?
Yes.
Tell me, what people are going to control these AI devices? The only thing is going to bring about, just like a country like ours, we are a third world country, we don't understand. We have to upgrade ourselves. And when you upgrade, you find job in these places. There's no how there will not be unemployment. All right. Oh. Then you say that people that own it can use it to harm other people. Then other people can also invent theirs and oppose what the others are doing. All right. You know, good will always win against bad. So when the other brings something bad with AI devices, we could also have people who would oppose it with other AI devices and would get the perfect thing. In the world, there's nothing good that doesn't have a negative side. It's only how to conquer it. Okay. Now you say we are not giving brains, since it's human that can control. You say we are giving our brain, or you say something like that. It's human that control it. They can't control us. You can't be controlled by an inanimate object. Just like an animal can't control you. You control it. Even when God made the world, he made man over everything. So there's no how we invent to the extent that we invent something that controls us. It's not possible. So AI devices are invented to help, not to control human minds.
All right, your time is up. Over to you now, Chiagozie.
I would like to reply your rebuttals. I would like to see or start with this quote that Stephen Hawking told the BBC. He said, "I visualize a time when we are to robots what dogs are to humans." Imagine a human being saying that, one of the smartest minds in the world. Oh, Elon Musk, the richest man, so-called richest man, owner of Tesla, creating robots, also made a statement in an interview. He said, "The upheavals of artificial intelligence can escape quickly, become more serious, and even become cataclysmic in nature." What did he mean when he said that? Imagine we go into a war with artificial intelligence. Do you know that 95%, according to predictions, of humans will die and the remaining will be extinguished? Of course. Do you know why? Because number one, all they need is a blast and we're down. We are not like them. They are machines. We are humans. And when I come to the part of super intelligence is making one thing know a lot of things. Check out androids like Sophie. Check out androids like Grace that can respond to whatever you see. What if they have complete information about the world? They can confidently become themselves. They can confidently take control over themselves. And of course, choose whatever they want to do. We are expecting the end of the world. What if AI is the end of the world? What if it will cause the end of the world? What if these things later, maybe someone decides to put in a lot of information like, oh, what if this thing can be as smart as a human being and put in all the algorithms needed? That would be a problem. And that thing might have a different mind of its own and then decide to attack us. Basically, maybe because they don't need us here. Then we can be exterminated for life. Okay, coming to the fact of being tired or being bored or taking away human jobs. Wow. Do you think it's everybody that will want to sit down in a place and control a machine? I don't think so. Okay, I want to study to be a doctor. Once AI comes, those dreams are crushed because a machine will replace me in the future to do what I want to do. They will replace me. There's a machine, a nurse called Grace. She can perform surgical operations.
Your time is up. Oh. But thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. This has been very, very good. You've both made very great points. You've both scored really, really highly. But unfortunately, there can only be one winner. Yes? So here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break. We'll take a very quick break. When we come back from this break, we'll announce who the winners are or who the winner is, since we have just one group debating today. Now, our second batch of debaters will have their own debate moved to Friday at 3 p.m. because we had some scheduling issues and we couldn't get one of the debaters to join us in the studio. But not to worry, Friday 3 p.m. instead of Big 3 Global Edition, we're going to bring you their own debate. And I can't wait for you to meet these two people. They were also simply amazing. All week I've been telling you that the kids we chose were cream de la cream. They were cream of the crop. And I hope that what you've heard today has shown you what to expect for the rest of the week. So tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we'll have another two kids debating here. Wednesday at 4 o'clock, another two kids. Thursday, the time will be 5 p.m., not 4 p.m. On Thursday, the time for the debate will be 5 p.m., not 4 p.m. So on Thursdays, it's 5 p.m., but Monday to Wednesday, it's 3 p.m. The only time we'll have a debate on a Friday will be this week because we want to be as accommodating as possible. The round of 16 ends this Friday at 4 o'clock, and then by next week we'll start the quarterfinals, and then we'll move on to the semifinals, and then the finals, and somebody maybe in this room at the moment will go home with 1 million naira. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You can watch there as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info FM. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. If you're listening and you have to leave your car or your house or wherever, you can keep listening online. Listen online, nigeriainfo.fm. You can also download our mobile app. It's called Nigeria Info FM. So just look for Nigeria Info on your app store. If you're using an iOS, if you're using an Android phone, just search for Nigeria Info, download the app, and you can listen to us wherever you are. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. I'm the moderator of this debate. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk. Here, the I Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable jurists, are great timekeeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
To oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at risk.
Out of over 100 auditions, 18 secondary school students from all over Lagos have been chosen.
I hereby oppose the motion with this following point of mine.
The stance of language to people is well illustrated in the Bible story about the Tower of Babel.
To regulate social media means to give access, power to the government for them to control and determine the content of...
Tune in to hear the leaders of tomorrow debate the questions of today. One winner, 1 million naira, with your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili. Starts on Monday, 8th of November, and airs every day at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts. For advertising, sponsorship, and partnership, contact us at 0703-498-4352. That is 0703-498-4352.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:33 at the moment, and you're listening to I Beg to Differ Live. This is the student debate tournament, and we have had on the show with us today brilliant, brilliant debaters. We had Ruth Okorocha, who is an SS3 student at Kingsway College. She's 14 years old. Our second debater is 15 years old, an SS3 student at Brookstones High School. Chiagozi Isidro Obonogo. And they have done brilliantly talking to us about AI. They've been letting us know whether artificial intelligence will be a net positive for humanity or a net negative for humanity. If you were watching when we started, or you were listening when we started, then you know that they picked a ballot, and Chiagozi chose opposing the motion, while Ruth chose supporting the motion. And they have done the first round, where they presented their facts, done the second round where they made their rebuttals. And it was really good. It was really tough. We have, for instance, Chiagozi making a lot of solid points during the rebuttal. But we have Ruth making really, really solid points during her presentation. Now, before we announce the results, we'd like to hear what Lagos thinks, right? So let's give Lagos a chance to talk to these kids, tell them what they think about how they performed here. I am so proud myself. Like, I'm listening to both of you and I'm going over the points that you're making, and I'm like, how is she 14? How is he, you know, as young as 15? How are they doing this? But yeah, this is what I was having to say to you for weeks now, and I know that they're very nervous and they would like me to just announce the result and keep it moving. But I want to you know, buy myself as much time as possible until I have to announce the results. Now, Lagos, you're not voting. You're just talking to us about how these two kids have performed on this show today. Now, of course, this will not happen tomorrow because we'll have our complete set of debaters who will join us live on the show. But we have just two today, so we have some time to play. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you very much for calling us. Hello. Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show, ma'am. What's your name? Hello? Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3? All right, that call dropped. Hello, good evening. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Fine. How is work?
Work is fine. Did you listen to the debate?
Sandra, in fact, you are doing a good job. My name is Justin. I'm calling from a new university.
Welcome, Justin.
Auntie Sandra, you are doing a good job. In fact, I'm too proud of those kids. I'm too proud of them. I'm too proud of them. They are good to go, both of them. In fact, they are good to go.
I know.
Yeah, come on. Oh, I'm proud of them.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Chinoye. How are you?
Chinoye, I'm very well. Welcome.
For the children, you said that guy is old, sorry.
14 years old.
14 years old, that guy. I shall be sure he's not 16. And the boy is 15.
The boy is 15, yes.
Now, wow. Our children are not going to put us to shame.
Amen, though. Chinoye, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Okute God.
Okute God. Good to have you on the show.
In fact, I'm overwhelmed. Such a pretty kid. Such intelligent, brilliant kids we have in Nigeria. How old is that boy?
The boy is 15.
Oh, my God. You must be a president of this country. You should be out. You should information out.
You probably looking for who will be president. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm very good. And you?
I'm very well. Thanks for calling.
Those kids are amazing. Like, you're very, very brilliant. I listened to them and I was like, wow.
Hmm.
But the person I really...
You're not voting. Don't vote anybody.
All this. It's you, because they've made the job very, very difficult.
They have, though. They have.
Yeah, but I like to say that Eki Adozie, I think the guy,
mm-hmm.
he sounds very original. But
I say don't vote, Eki Adozie. What's your problem? Don't vote. I don't want anyone to influence the votes. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, this is Ayo Johnson calling from Lekki.
Ayo, thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, I'm very happy for this gig. Both of them are very brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So I really know that the boy is very smart.
Okay, stop voting. You know what? Let me just call the results, because I don't... I don't think that, I can stop you guys from voting. Okay. So, from the scorecard I have here, I'm seeing that, as far as presentation is concerned, Eki Adozie made 4 points during his presentation, and Ruth made 4 points as well during her presentation. So very, very fantastic points that both of you made while you were presenting. Then when it came to the rebuttal round, Ruth made 1 point in rebuttal, while Eki Adozie made 2 points during the rebuttal round. Now, as far as eloquence was concerned, both of you were matched fire for fire. As far as clarity of thought during your presentation, you were both equally matched. Number of points addressed is what gives Eki Adozie an edge here with this debate. So congratulations to you, Eki Adozie Isidro. You just moved on to the next round. You just qualified for our quarterfinal next week. By Thursday, we're going to let you know who you match up with. We'll let you know the day, we'll let you know the time, we'll let you know the topic as well. And then for you, Ruth Okorocha, I just want to say thank you very much. Thank you for taking part. We're going to be doing this again sometime soon. You're in SS3 though, so, you know, it may be too late for you by then. But I this has been brilliant, and I wish there was a way to take both of you on, but there isn't. But you made amazing, amazing points. This was a brilliant showing for you. Well done.
Thank you.
And now, we have a few gifts to give you, to thank you from Nigeria Info for participating at all. Could you help me, please, with some of those bags there and those umbrellas there? You know, so let's give one bag to Eki Adozie and one bag to Ruth, as well as one umbrella to both of them as well. Thank you so much to both of you for participating. This has been so good. This has been so fantastic. I can't believe that, we're having this happen. Give one to Ruth. Yes. Okay. All right, Lagos, now that we have announced the winner, I can now start taking your calls so that it will not be your calls that influenced whoever won the votes. Okay. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Anne. I'm calling from Lekki Traffic.
And good
I would like to say I commend Eki Adozie and Ruth. I mean, I've been waiting to listen to today. I've been waiting in anticipation, and I must say it has been really, really fantastic. Well done to both of them.
Mm.
And I also like to appeal to sponsors. I mean, we need more people, corporate organizations, individuals to sponsor things like this to encourage our young ones, to encourage our youth. You know, they're the future of tomorrow. And if competitions like this with great prizes can even inspire them and motivate them, you know, to keep their heads up high and in the game. Thank you very much. Well done for putting this together.
Thank you so much for calling us. We've got Wilson in Ikeja GRA on the line. Wilson isn't there anymore. Wilson, call back if you can. 99.3. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for Sandra. Calling. What's your name?
My name is Dami.
Hi, Dami.
Yeah, this is a very good show. Chigozie, I'm looking forward seeing Chigozie in the final.
Okay.
It's very articulate. That guy is good.
Okay.
And the girl also, Roots is also good. I mean, they both tried. This is fire from you, Sandra. Keep doing this.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Oh, no. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Sandra.
You're calling our number for women. You're calling our number for women. Go and call our number for men, okay? 99.3. Hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, this is Bayo anyway.
Bayo, good to have you on the show.
First of all, I really need to commend you for organizing this kind of program.
Okay.
It's quite commendable.
Thank you.
And quite interesting.
Thank you.
And by the way, you know, I just have to judge your two guests as being fantastic in this. More importantly, you know, the Brooks is from my area, so I know the school and know everything about them. So, I mean, let me be sentimental about that. And more importantly, so the Roots, right? Top up for her, you know, very eloquent, very fluent. You are fantastic, the two of them are so, I'm so proud of them, so proud of them. And lastly, before I leave, I wouldn't know if this kind of program is going to be a continuous one.
Yes, it will
be. And if there's any way, I mean, we can create a platform of this, so whereby we can come in to support in any way so that this kind of things can go on, or probably we can even expand the scope to accommodate more children to be much more competitive. I think it's quite worth something interesting.
All right.
So I don't mind, and I'll be expecting if there's any feedback concerning that.
All right, Bayo. Thank you very much. Yes, we intend to continue this. We've got Taye on the line. Hello, Taye.
Hi, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm calling from Finland here, and I just wanted to commend those two brilliant kids there. And it reminds us of those days when debate was part of school curriculum, where we learned so many things doing debates, trying to gather information on how to speak out. And I think it would be also good if there can be someone with you there to fact check all those points and to also help you with the judging. Because at times, students, we give wrong information, wrong facts. And then, it may sound so good, but it will be wrong. And then
we have people who are fact checking. We have a team who's doing that, yeah.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the good job.
Thank you.
I really love it. I have been waiting for this since last week anyway.
Okay. All right. Great. We're glad you love it. Thank you so much. All right. Let's give the students a chance to go and meet their parents or their guardians. I'm sure they're waiting for you, or your uncles and aunties, or whoever brought you here. I'm sure they're waiting. I'm sure that they would like to see you. So we'll give you a chance to go and say hello to them, and then we'll come back to taking calls. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to the I Beg to Differ tournament. It's a student debate tournament happening here on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
From independence till death, what we've had are a bunch of people, good people in many respects, but stumbling into power with no text, with absolutely no idea what they're going to do with power. In part because successive presidents have always been brought from somewhere on parachutes to become presidents of Nigeria. The result of all this is that we have a severely, as I say, severely fractured nation that is neither going nor coming. And every time a government comes in, it proves to be worse than the one that came before. But I think what is most important and most significant is that we need going forward, to think a little bit more clearly about where are we, how are we hurting, and why are we hurting? Because every segment of this country is hurting. People who are from the South think, well, we are suffering because the Northerners have taken over everything. Northerners say, well, we are suffering because the Southerners control almost all the economy. The minority say we complain because the dominant ethnic groups are the ones that are persecuting us. Truth of the matter, we are in this together. We either hang together or we will hang separately.
Oh my God, it was so hard looking at Ruth, you know, because she was so sad about losing. But that's the thing about competition, like one person has to win. Reminds me of when I used to debate myself in secondary school and I hated to lose. So I can just imagine how she's feeling. But hey, you know, it's life, you know, it happens. Lagos, I still want to get your thoughts about what you've just listened to this afternoon. But before I get your thoughts on what you've just heard this afternoon, I want you to hear what you'll be listening to on Friday. This girl, Emanuela, she's 12 years old. Her name is Emanuela Nadi. She's 12 years old. And she will be debating on Friday. And on Friday at 3 p.m. So make sure you don't miss it when she's here. But this was her audition. This is what made us say to Emanuela, you have to be on this show.
Supporting this motion, which says, should phone be allowed in school? An absolute yes is the answer to this question. The world is drastically changing, or have even changed the technology on its own. Students should be relieved of that stress, or should we say burden, that is called note writing. Students spend approximately 11 hours in school. When they get home, they seldom have that time to take care of themselves. Just so doing as good students to prepare for the next day. Phones should be allowed in school to give students that opportunity to access technology. These phones, which are seen as contraband, can make work easier for students to do assignments, projects, defenses, and so on. On the other hand, based on researches, students offer approximately 11 subjects in school. Just to lighten their burden of looking for one note or the other, or even misplacing their notes, thinking of how to do assignments in different notebooks and submitting to different teachers. The solution is just right there at your fingertips, to use your phone to send it to your teacher. I call to your attention piling up notes to write or mark for teachers. In public schools, more than 200 students are there, but one teacher would mark the whole notebooks. This is absolute stress. I beg to differ that phones in school would enable more efficient practical through videos, conveniency, and this would also open our eyes to technological development. With this congenial point of mine, I hope that I have been able to convince you and not to confuse you that phones should be allowed in school. Opposing that motion which says, should phones be allowed in school? Phones should never be allowed in school because this is a great distraction for 95% of students in school. Even without these gadgets, students are unserious, not to talk of having a device around their learning environment. Lack of focus will be the major problem that students will be facing if we do that. Students are the bright future of tomorrow. By making them lose focus through gadgets might just shatter that ambition in just a snap of your fingers. I beg to differ that writing of notes should not be a problem for students. Students are sent to school by their parents to read and write and not to talk and eat or play with any gadget in the school. Students might use network issue as an excuse for not reading their notebooks, but that would just be pure laziness. Examination malpractice can also be encouraged by allowing students to bring their phone to school. Either during tests or terminal examinations, there is every probability or tendency of cheating in that exercise. I call to the attention of piling of notes for marking or for teachers can easily be resolved. The notebook can be exchanged among themselves and then marked. After that, they write their correction if there's any. that is called Division of Labor. An assistant teacher should also be employed. Absolutely, the burden of the whole student should not be on only one teacher. As I said earlier, division of labor. With this valid point of mine, I hope I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you that phones should never be allowed in the school. From Unadi Emanuela.
Malala Nandi is 12 years old. Can you believe that? She's 12 years old and she'll be debating on Friday at 3 p.m. Miss it at your own peril. Don't miss it, seriously. And one of these kids, 16 of them, one of these kids will win 1 million naira from Nigeria Info for their education. Lagos, what do you think about what you heard today on this show? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Achike calling from FESTA, Minister of Defense of the Fact Forces.
Good to have you.
How are you? How is your weekend?
Very fine, thank you.
Oh, mother, get on winner for me already. If you know how I hate notes for school, then don't be here. But anyway, on the note side, if you want to solve my practice with phones, you can have like a computer-based test, like a person's A might be another person's B, a person's B might be another person's C. Like how they do it in JAMB. You can't even cheat because what you're telling the person and the questions are also timed. So far, so good, Sha. The contestants are looking good.
Yeah, looking good, aren't they? Thank you very much for calling. All right, we've got 1 minute, so I'll talk to one person for 1 minute and then we'll have to take a break. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Rafiat.
Rafiat, you've got 1 minute.
All right. Sandra, you know I like you, but one of the reasons why I like you a lot is that you are a doer. Mm-hmm. And you look at things and you don't just complain, you do them. Thank you so much for bringing the update to give us to children. Shout out to all the parents, all the teachers that have helped them. I know that we might forget them,
yeah,
but shout out to them. I've been a debater before, and I know that teachers, students, just as much as those kids were on that radio, you were also on your feet as well. Thank you so much. This was amazing. I cannot wait for the rest of the debates to happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Rafiat. And that's true. Thank you to the parents of these kids for helping them prepare. Thank you for letting them enter the tournament. Thank you for bringing them here to be a part of it. And thank you for supporting them as they try to win 1 million naira. Lagos, I wish we had more time, but it's just 1 hour. Tomorrow you'll hear from four children, two before the 4:27 break and two after the 4:27 break. I think that they're going to be fire as well. So make sure you're here at 4 p.m.